Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And tonight I'm going to give you probably the best advice anybody could give you in the dating world. Okay. Because everybody's listening to dating coaches and relationship coaches, and they're all getting different kinds of information. You play hard to get. Don't play hard to get. Don't text back right away. Text back right away. Wait 3 days to get back to them. You know, everybody's giving everybody all this advice on what to do. And what you have out there is a bunch of mixed up people. You have guys that are trying to play game on women to, in a lot of cases, to sleep with the women. And then you have women that are saying, you know, why is he ghosting me? Why is he showing me all this interest in the beginning and now he's not showing me any interest? These are all games. These are all games, you guys. And what I'm here to tell you is this. When you're dealing with somebody, be your true, authentic self. This is who you are. Either somebody's going to like you or they're not. Either somebody's going to give you real interest in you or they're not. Okay? You're not going to make somebody like you more just by, you know, waiting 4 days to contact them back or something like that. Then you're playing games. Then they're going to lose interest. And let me tell you something. Some of the games that people played years ago, they don't work today because of options. Because what people will do is they're just going to bounce to the next person. They're not going to sit around and wait for you. Okay? So, you know, when you're dealing with real people that want real relationships, they don't play games. Period. Dot. End of story. So when you're sitting there and you're analyzing these texts and you're wondering why you're dating somebody for a while and they haven't mentioned about being in a relationship, it's because they're not interested in being in a relationship. Because people that want something serious with you will let you know. Most of the time, 99% of the time, guys, they don't want to take a chance of losing you. So when you have to sit there in that period of confusion and you have to sit there and overanalyze the texts or not knowing whether you're going to have that date over the weekend, you don't know because you haven't heard from the person all week. That person is leaving you in limbo. They're playing game on you. They're not stupid. See, a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, maybe they got busy. They got busy. They got busy. They know. Trust me when I tell you, they know. They are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They may be waiting till the last minute because they're talking to other people and they don't know who they want to see that weekend. Okay? But the bottom line is this. You have to go about living your own life and not hanging on a thread over anybody else. The minute that you see somebody's playing games on you, that is a person you don't bother with. That is a person that is going to waste your time. That is a person that's going to breadcrumb you and string you along. Okay? We don't have time for nonsense in this. Okay? We only deal with people that are straight up people. And there's a lot of coaches out there, a lot of coaches for men that are telling them to play these games. And the minute you encounter any of these type of men that play games on you, Cut them off cold. Don't even bother playing game back, because when we play games, everybody loses, because then you contact them 3 days later and then they pull the same crap on you and contact you 3 days later. And now you got the cycle going. Now you're wasting your time with somebody who's not serious and trying to get to know you. And where's it going to end up? I'll tell you where it's going to end up. Nowhere. You're going to end up just wasting your time talking or texting or being on the phone with a zero. So cut that person off cold and let them know that, you know what? And I don't mean you have to say it to them, okay? Because actions speak louder than words. By not dealing with somebody, it's telling them that, you know what? I'm not going to tolerate the nonsense. I'm not going to tolerate the games. I'm not going to give you 1 minute of my time anymore because you're not worth it. You're not worth my time. Okay. See you later. There's the door. I will be on to the next person that knows how to be their authentic self and treat that person right. Okay. And we had a situation like this where we had a guy in the group who was saying, you know, what's a good line that I can use on women to try to sleep with women? And one of the other guys was like, oh, this isn't the right group for you. You need to go into a group where it's an all men's group, you know, a group where they're talking about game, how to game on women. Okay. And one of the other men told him, you know, first of all, he called him a loser for even trying to do that. And then he said to him, he said, just be a real human being. And I said to him, I said to the other guy that was looking to find out what's a good, you know, line to try to use on women, to try to get women to sleep with them. I said, just be yourself. Because when you play game on women, there will be women that play game on you, okay? Because there's a lot of women that know the game. There's a lot of women playing game on men. And this is happening a lot too. And that's why a lot of men are getting upset, because now a lot of women are playing the game and now everybody's, you know, nobody's connecting. Nobody's connecting. It's all the touch base, go nowhere kind of situation. So that's why I tell you guys, be your authentic self. And you, when you're dealing with somebody who's also showing their authentic self, they will recognize it and they will appreciate it. And they will give you the same amount of time that you are giving them if they are serious in getting to know you. There will be no confusion. There will be no ghosting. There will be no problems with getting on the phone and having a conversation. There will be no nonsense of, you know, emojis and no conversations throughout the week. Okay, you're going to get a real person. So that's why I tell you, you know, deal with people, be yourself. If somebody is playing games on you, you don't bother with them. You don't bother with them. And by you, you know, not responding to them, you're showing them that you are not serious. Now, I had a friend of mine. She had a Facebook friend. He, you know, was trying to inbox her for the last 3 years. She never saw his messages because she has a lot of inboxes on Facebook. And he wrote her numerous messages saying, you know, why won't you give me a chance? And I want to be your man and everything like that. And I really like you and all this other stuff, right? And she ended up finally seeing his messages because she's a very popular person. And she responded to him and she said to him, oh, you know, I never noticed these messages. And he's like, yeah, you know, I really want to get to know you. I want to date you. I really like you. And she was like, that's fine. We could do that. You know, I'd like to get to know you too. So he's like, oh, that's great. And everything like that, you know, just give me a chance and everything. And then what happens? He stopped texting for like 2 weeks. So she just ended up blocking him because she said, I'm not going to have this person waste my time. Because obviously, all this nonsense of trying to get to know her and everything like that didn't mean anything. Didn't mean anything. She didn't hang around and wait for him to finally contact her, because what she was doing is she was blocking him. That's her message of letting him know, you are not serious in getting to know me, that your word means shit. Okay, excuse my French. Your word means nothing. So now I don't bother with you. Now you are considered a zero and you are cut off. Okay, because that will be a person that will waste her time. That is a person that will orbit and come back and try to talk to her. And when he's done busy, when he's done talking to the other women that he's got, the other, what'd she say, over 4,000 women that he has on his Facebook page, then he'll come back to her. So rather than waste her time with somebody who is insincere, okay, she just cuts him loose because she knows that this is somebody that you should not take seriously. And that's how you have to be, you guys. Sometimes you have to just cut somebody off cold, because otherwise they're just going to keep playing games with you. And you at some point you have to let people know that, you know what? I'm not playing any games here. You know, if what you're saying is you want to get to know me and you're not showing me with your actions by consistently contacting me on a regular basis and look to get on the phone to really talk to me and get to know me, then I know that you are not serious, that your words mean nothing, that you really aren't serious in getting to know me. And you know what? Now you don't get my time. Now I don't bother with you. I give my time to people that deserve it, to people whose word means something. And this is how you have to be, you guys. Don't waste your time with the wrong people, because you could waste months. You could waste years. I know people that are still talking to somebody, stringing them along for years that they should have cut off. All right. And some people will say, well, you know, if you do that, you'll end up alone. No, you won't end up alone. No, you won't. You're leaving yourself open for people that are serious about getting to know you. And you're not wasting your time with somebody who's not making an effort. That's the difference. But a lot of people, they don't see it like that. They're so happy to have the attention and everything like that. That is time that you are giving somebody who's not making the effort, time that you could be putting into yourself, time that you could be working on yourself, whether it's working out, exercising, whether it's working on your business at home, whether it's writing a book. Time that is valuable, that could benefit you in some way, but instead you're giving your time to a loser, somebody who's not looking to, you know, somebody who's not serious in what they're telling you, is what I'm trying to say. They're insincere. They're playing games. And don't bother with these people. And there's tons and tons of them out there. A lot of them are on the dating apps. That's why I tell you, don't even waste your time with that. Okay. It's a lot of nonsense. It's become hookup apps. The women, a lot of the women are getting played like crazy on these apps. That's why I know a lot of the people got off them. Even a lot, some men I know that were serious about trying to meet women, they got off the apps as well, because the apps have become purely game, okay? It's purely game. I mean, I'm not saying you can't have a few authentic people on there, but 99% of the men on there are looking for sex, point blank period, or they're looking to scam you. So you're better off to meet people, like I said, through networking groups, through friends, through work, any other way you can, you know, get yourself out there. If you can't get out there in a physical way, then you have to get online in a social way, but the dating apps are not the place for it. Trust me when I tell you that, okay? Because you're going to waste a lot of time talking to a lot of people that are going to tell you a lot of garbage, and that are going to disappear on you. Why do you think ghosting is such a big thing today that you see it all over the place? You see it in the headlines of major blogs, or you see it in the major newspapers, ghosting this, ghosting that. It's all game, you guys. It's all game. When somebody plays game, you don't bother with them. That's it. Then you know you're dealing with somebody that is not real and looking to be serious with you. And instead of sitting there and questioning it to death and trying to figure it out, there's nothing to figure out, okay? If you have to sit there and second guess it, then it's not right. That's how you know, okay? Because something that is right is something that just flows naturally, is something. You know when somebody is really into you. You know it. They are going to always want to be around you. They're always going to want to see you, okay? They're not going to make excuses. People that play game make excuses all the time, okay? So don't fall into the trap. I hope that helps you, and if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching. Because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.